I shared my hospital picture.
Oh, no. Padded Room Podcast. My name is Darian. Back again. I've been called the Clint Eastwood of horror podcasting. Miss Monica is here.
I'm here.
She's been called the Anne Margaret of horror podcasting. And we are joined by the John Wayne of horror podcasting, Buddy himself.
You filthy animal.
You're trying to top my Christopher Walken, aren't you? You are, you son of a bitch. What's going on with you guys? Monica, you were in the hospital? What's the deal?
Yes. Damn. The stomach is just getting worse.
You're falling apart on us.
I'm falling apart.
It's like a second home.
Yeah,
I know, right? I was just there 3 months ago.
So it's not the stomach, it's the intestines. Is that right?
Yeah, on top of the diverticulitis, now it's an ulcer. And so now I have the acid juices
acid
coming.
Reflux.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The worst.
It is horrible.
Are you getting the in-your-mouth throw-up on a regular basis?
The verp?
Yes. Yes. I didn't know. Ugh. Like, I knew something was wrong because I'd be sitting there not even drinking anything and just belching all day going, what the fuck is happening?
Wow.
Yeah. So I went in last night and it was funny. The doctor, they think it's your gallbladder because I couldn't even stand up straight. And he's all, okay. He's all, let's get her some morphine. And I said,
okay, excellent.
No, I said, excuse me, I don't want any morphine because I'm thinking in my head, I have to drive home and I've already done morphine in my teen years.
I know.
And so,
somebody liked the party.
Yeah.
So then he tells the nurse, he's all, okay, let's get her some Dilaudid. And I'm laying there for a few minutes and I'm like, you know, I watch Intervention and I really do not want any Dilaudid, please. And they're like, really? You're the first person to deny Dilaudid. And
what
I'm
is
like,
Dilaudid?
Yeah, please.
It's like
no.
Some kind of painkiller, right?
Yeah, it's like the strongest stuff. Like once you do it, like people get hooked on it. It's
oh, wow.
That great.
Yeah, you probably don't want that.
Mm-mm. Fuck no.
Hell no.
No.
How about a sandwich? Can I get a sandwich?
If you're going to get addicted to something, how about some meat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting close. I'm getting close.
I will take you out for chicken wings anytime you like, my dear. Just say the word.
That's right.
It's getting closer.
Yeah. Well, I had an interesting Sunday. Shall I regale you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I wake up Sunday morning. It becomes immediately obvious to me that the Vikings are not going to beat the Steelers.
No.
Not even fucking close.
It was a great game.
So, yeah, if you're a Steelers fan. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to head on out of here and go for my run. I take two steps out of my front door, and I see an old lady laying in the street with blood coming out of her head.
Oh.
Like right outside my front door here. I'm like, what the crap? So I go check on her. She's not responsive. Well, she's moving around, but she's not really responsive. Mm-hmm. She's not telling me her name or anything. There's a bicycle laying like 5 feet behind her. So, okay, I run inside. I tell my wife to call 911, and I grab like some bandages, and I head back out there. By the time I get back out there, there's like four or five people huddled around this poor young lady. Old lady. So that was exciting. Fire truck, ambulance, all that.
Wow.
She just apparently just ate it on the bike and doesn't know anything about anything after
oh.
That. We have, eventually she was able to tell me her name.
Uh-huh.
So, but she was bleeding pretty good, man. She had a pretty good gash up here.
Wow.
And, like skinned her hand and stuff. So that was interesting.
Mm.
That's just the beginning of my Sunday. After that, I'm like, well, I'm not really feeling like running anymore. But then I was walking through my kitchen, and I happened upon this little sauce packet that Buddy gave me like 4 weeks ago. It's this pre-workout mix called Kraken XX.
Oh, boy.
Holy shit. So that was Sunday morning. I finally fell asleep last night at 12:30. I stayed up all night.
Wow.
Sunday night. Went to work yesterday morning, 7 a.m. Worked, came home. Tried to go to bed at like 9. I figured I'd crash. I did not. Until about 12:30 last night, I finally went to sleep.
Wow.
So Sunday, I ran 7 miles, came home, mowed the lawn, fertilized the lawn, put some more seed down on all the dead spots, took my son to the store, came back. What else? Made dinner for my wife and kids.
Did you drop like 10 pounds during this?
I don't weigh myself anymore. It just depresses me, but it wouldn't surprise me. So if you
can, I have something.
I was gonna say I might just squeeze the diverticulitis right out of you. No more of that, sir.
That was just like one little.
I know it was like a little little sauce pack.
Wow, yeah. Where did you get it at?
Work.
Oh,
Kraken XX. It literally tastes like liquid Skittles.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
pretty yummy.
Huh.
Really, really sweet.
Kraken X pack.
Kraken XX.
Oh, XX. I'll have to Google this.
I think I still have the spent package out there somewhere.
Wow.
Did you read the instructions? Were you only supposed to do like a half a package?
No. Maybe I was supposed to do just like a bump. You know, just
yeah,
like
snip it.
Oh, okay. I'm good. Holy cow, man! I am never doing that again.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, at least you got a lot done.
That was like the most productive day I've had in a long time.
Awesome.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Good time.
Now we know if you need to write a movie, that's all you need.
Kraken XX and A Quiet Room, and we'll be done in about a week.
Or an hour.
Or an hour. You never know. All right, kids. Well, we got the usual shit show to get into here. We got listener mail, horror news, a movie or two to talk about. Let's start it off with the old horror news, if we could.
Horror news.
Do it, Monica.
Well, I don't really have news, but this I'm excited for, and you should keep your eyes out open for this brand new movie. It's going to debut at Screen Fest next month in California. It's called Dead Aunt.
A-N-T or A-U-N-T?
A-N-T.
Okay.
Yeah, have you seen previews or anything?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. So Jake Busey is in it along with Tom Arnold.
Come in.
Yeah, obviously.
Basically, Jake pretty much looks like Brett Michaels. And they're in a glam metal band, and they're on their way to Coachella.
Is Tom Arnold in the band also?
He's the manager.
Okay.
And that's your funny buddy, I hate to call him this, Sean Buttwipe plays in this.
Who's Sean Buttwipe?
Sean Astin.
Oh, why do you call him Buttwipe?
I just don't like him.
Wow. Sean Buttwipe. That's rough.
But yeah, it's hilarious if you check it out.
Awesome.
All right, so Sean Buttwipe is making his big debut at Scream Fest.
Yes.
Nice.
So I'm really excited for it.
How did he become my friend?
I remember we were talking about him one time.
He's
over
fine.
Something. Yeah, and you got upset with me that I didn't like him.
I don't know what your problem with him is. That's Rudy, for Christ's sakes.
He's okay. I'll take him over Matt Damon.
Well, did he ever...
Cruise.
Oh, yes.
Did he ever beat up Brendan Fraser in a movie?
I can't really
recall.
He
did. I beat up Brendan Fraser once.
I'm going to have to Google if they ever made a movie together.
Oh, look. Anything else, Monica?
No.
Buddy.
All right, so Dark Tower will be on video this Halloween.
Mm.
So October 17th, digital, and on 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray, and DVD October 31st.
Have you guys seen that one yet?
No,
you know, I started it,
and
I just stopped it. Because it seemed like the first half hour was just like talking and talking, and I was like, I don't even understand this. Goodbye. I'll try to watch it again.
All the Stephen King junkies that I know are really pissed off at this.
Oh.
So... I don't know. I haven't seen it. I haven't read the books. I don't know one thing from another. So
wow.
I'll give it a shot eventually
mm-hmm.
when I find time.
Hmm.
All right, and Jamie Lee Curtis is playing Laurie Strode in Blumhouse's Halloween. She's coming back.
This is a dick move. I was on Rez Zombie 7 the other night. I was talking to them about it. What is this fucking thing we have to do now where we have to sandwich sequels in between pre-existing sequels? So if they're bringing her back,
mm-hmm.
then they're basically telling us that everything after the original Halloween 2 never happened and doesn't matter. Well, fuck yeah. you too, you dickhole.
Yeah. So
I actually like some of those movies.
Everything after part 2 doesn't matter?
Correct.
Right.
Because well, you know what?
Curtis died at the beginning of Resurrection.
I would like to see that. Yeah. Everything after 2 doesn't exist.
Get out. Just get out.
Like, wow. One How dare you? I really liked part 2. I think that was my favorite over the first one. So
I liked H2O. I wasn't mad at 4 and 5. Resurrection was a piece of shit, but...
Mm-hmm.
I know, but he's just so non-believable. The whole thing with the devil and the cult leaders and...
Oh, you're talking about...
was that 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one with Paul Rudd in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of weird. Yeah.
Well, I would like to see this, how it comes out.
I mean, I'm going to check it out, obviously. I just feel like it's a dick move to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're basically saying, well, everybody that contributed to this franchise no longer... matters or even exists anymore.
So let's bring back everybody that died.
Yeah, might as well. Fuck them. Bring back Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, and then we could turn it into a Nightmare on Elm Street because it'd all be on a like a dream world too. So
that would be pretty dumb.
Yeah. So Universal Pictures will release this film simply titled Halloween on October 19th, 2018.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's all I got. What do you got?
Oh, let's take a look here. Leatherface. You know the name?
Mm-hmm.
He's being added to Dead by Daylight. Have you guys heard of this game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just showed it to you.
Oh, that was the name of that? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I love this game. They already added Michael Myers. He's a playable character. If you haven't tried Dead by Daylight yet, inmates, it's pretty badass. It's an online game. It's basically a real quick round of slasher tactics type of a thing.
Yeah.
You got like five people to a game. Four of them play survivors. One of them plays the slasher. And the slasher tries to kill the survivors and sacrifice them to these weird hook deities or entities or whatever. Yeah.
Kind of remind me of like spiders.
Yeah, kind of.
Like the spider legs.
So when you're playing with the other people online, do you get to see their character?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So like before you got here, I tried one round as the killer.
Uh-huh.
I lost. They all escaped because I'm not very good at this game.
Oh, okay.
But I still like ran around and I like the character that I use. There's like 8 different killers that you can pick from.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the nurse, the doctor, the hag, the hillbilly, and like some other ones. Michael Myers is one of them now. And so basically I ran around and I set all these traps for him and then... they got away anyway because I didn't really know what I was doing.
Oh, yeah. That's so, pretty cool, like,
though. Yeah, it is. It's
like
a lot of fun.
Play this. Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing about it that I like the most is each game is only about 10 minutes long.
Huh.
So it's not one of these exhaustive, waste your life away type of things. Although I probably will waste my life away anyway.
it kind of reminds me like the setup of Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Except there's like a adversarial aspect to it.
Right.
Because somebody else is playing the killer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty dope. I like it. Leatherface is being added to it. He's already available on Steam.
Sweet.
He's going to hit consoles pretty soon, though. Have we all seen the Urban Legend movies?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You like those?
Mm-hmm.
I saw the first one. I've probably seen them. I just don't recall anything past the first one.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Tara Reid was cute.
And the Noxzema girl was in it, too. She was pretty hot.
Is that the redhead?
The one with the really curly hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's pretty hot, too. No, yeah, no, not the redhead. The redhead was the main girl.
Right.
Danielle Harris was the gothy roommate that got butchered, and she kept walking in on him having sex.
Okay.
The entire trilogy is getting a Blu-ray release.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know that I'm going to drop any shekels on that one.
No.
I'm not a huge Urban Legend fan, but yeah, if you are, you might look into that. Here's something I am excited for. Upcoming documentary entitled Mansfield 6667. This is going to be a documentary exploring the connection between Jane Mansfield and the occult.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That's something that's always fascinated
me.
I don't think anybody's ever actually gotten to the bottom of that. But if I mean, there's Hollywood rumors, but I heard that she was married in some kind of a satanic wedding or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And isn't she the one that got decapitated?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woo! Mm-hmm. I like that. I mean, not really, but it's interesting, right? I'm fascinated by it. I'm excited for that.
I know all about her story because she was married to the Hungarian bodybuilder.
Is that right?
Oh. Yeah, which is Mariska's
Gushalag
father.
Guagelblock? The famed Hungarian bodybuilder, Hermelkomik Patolkovic. Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Very cool. That's something I'm looking forward to.
Nice.
Images are already up over at Bloody Disgusting of David Harbour as the new Hellboy.
Oh, yes.
He looks pretty savage.
Mm-hmm. I think he'll do just fine.
I think so, too. He looks much more menacing than Ron Perlman,
yeah.
I think. Looks more like, at a glance, if I didn't know who Hellboy was, I would think he was some kind of a villain.
Yeah.
You know, he's got much more of a demonic look to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pumped for this new Hellboy thing.
Yeah.
That's something to look forward to. And lastly, some sad news. I'm afraid Harry Dean Stanton has passed away.
God, he was old.
Ripe old age of 91.
Yeah.
Damn. Alien, what was that David Lynch movie with Crispin Glover? Wild at Heart.
Oh, Wild at Heart?
Yeah. What else?
He's been in a lot of movies.
He's just one of those guys that popped. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was ever like a leading character.
Mm-mm.
But he just popped up in like every third movie as like some kind of a bounty hunter or some other guy. So he'll be sorely missed, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we got on the horror news.
I have one more thing.
Oh, Monica!
I lost my piece of paper. I wrote it down before I left the house.
Okay.
The Liquid Terminator guy. What was his name?
Oh, Ray. He had two.
Ray Liotti, or
no, not Ray Liotti. The one that played in Part Two.
Oh,
Ray something.
Well, he has a new movie coming out on the 22nd of this month called Last Rampage.
Okay,
I was really surprised about this story.
This isn't another installment of those UA Bowl Rampage movies, is it?
No. Okay, this is about the real life serial killer named Gary Tyson.
Okay.
And apparently him and his friend were in prison serving life, and his three boys broke them out of jail.
Mm.
I mean, it's a great story if you read it. But yeah, so I'm not going to say how the story ends, but Robert the trailers.
Patrick. Robert yes! Patrick.
He plays in it.
Cool.
Yeah, serial killer story.
Well, I love a Woo-hoo! Serial killer. I love some serial killer
action.
Yeah,
so like three more days, it'll be out.
Cool.
Awesome.
Last Rampage.
Last Rampage. Was that just like independent circuit or what?
It didn't say.
It's probably VOD then.
Yeah, because I haven't even seen it out like on TV being advertised. I was, what the?
Alrighty. Let's check out some listener mail, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Listener mail.
Emails, voicemails, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's start it off with a brand new Patreon subscriber. It's your pod girlfriend, Emma.
Oh.
Emma.
Wow.
Very cool, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
She is in the $10 bracket. She is going to take control of October.
Oh, boy.
And we need to send travel mugs over to jolly old England, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Emma, for your donation.
Thank you
so
much.
I'm going to find some pictures of Buddy's penis, and I'm going to send those also in the travel mugs. If you'd prefer a Buddy's penis travel mug, I can make that happen also. You let me know how you want to do it. very cool. Here comes Sean G, Angry Gnome Comics.
What's going on, Sean?
/ Action Lab. Subject line, late again. Not sure if I'm too late to vote this week or not, but here are my picks. The Mummy over Sill. God damn it, Sean. Well, just hold on there, Mr. Man. Okay, that's two more for The Mummy over Sill. Sawyers over The Jungle Cannibals. Two for the Sawyers. Very cool, Sean. Your votes are locked in, amigo. Thank you for writing in.
Yeah.
Here comes Sean S. from right here in Reno, Nevada.
Hey, Sean.
Subject line, just votes. Just votes again. I'm going with the Mummy. In teams, my votes go to the Jungle Cannibals. Two more for the Mummy. Two more for the Jungle Cannibals. That's it for this week. Sean, thanks for writing in, Sean. Here comes Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
I understand Tony got junked last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tony. I don't know why it keeps happening to Tony. He's like the only one that keeps getting junked. Subject line, free butt plugs. Well, I mean, I'm not really in the market, but if they're free.
No, thank you.
You don't look a gift horse in the mouth, Monica, or the mouse.
Or the mouse.
They're free. You got to take them. Of course, Darian would open this email, but throws mine from last week in the trash. Makes perfect sense. See, he lured me in.
Yeah, he did.
The butt plugs. Yeah. In actuality, he doesn't have any butt plugs. Greetings, buddy and Monica. Darian decided to throw my email from last week in the trash. That's cool. So last week, I watched a couple of things. First was Rubber. You guys seen Rubber?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The tire.
Killer tire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's about a psychic car tire that can kill with its mind. It was very entertaining. I also watched It. I asked my girlfriend if she would go with me because she doesn't like scary movies. She told me I would have to make her dinner and rub her feet. So I called up my brother and went with him instead.
Wow.
You are a ladies' man, Tony. I really liked the slideshow scene and the rock fight. Yeah, that was badass.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty badass, dude. I found this fan art of Pennywise. I printed it out and stuck it to the window of my cubicle to cover the faces of my coworkers. Buddy and Monica can use it to cover Darian's face. Well, let's not make this personal, Tony. Jesus fucking Christ. Pet Cemetery is decent enough. I still to get why the old man knows that animals come back evil and still takes the cat out there. It's a very good question.
Yeah.
I believe that Darian mentioned The Vault last week. I watched it. Big waste of time. Thanks, guy. That wasn't me.
That was me.
That was Monica.
I watched it.
Haunted Bank, right?
Uh-huh.
Man. Yeah. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Big waste of time?
I like Franco, so.
Jess Franco, or James Franco?
Uh-huh.
James Franco is in a Haunted Bank movie.
Yeah.
Is his career on the downslope or
must
what?
Be.
Must be.
No, he's like really up there directing movies right now. He's super hot. I mean, like his career is really hot right now.
But he's doing a Haunted Bank movie. I'm going to have to look into this.
Yeah.
He does all kinds of weird movies.
He does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One we watched about the homeless guy that was nailing the dead chick.
Yes.
Yeah. He directed that one too.
Yeah. And I just watched that True Story one about the apple pickers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Wow. That's weird. For the Terra Dome, first I vote for Syl. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's my girl, and she's incredibly hot. She doesn't just kill people after she procreates with them. She will attack any and everyone she feels is a threat. That's why she rips the spine off the chick at the nightclub. She's like a mama bear, but alien. For teams, I pick the Jungle Cannibals, more proficient hunters. You betcha. Very cool. Until next time, Tony. P.S. Buddy, can you please ask Darian if he... Look at that. He won't even talk to me directly. He's going to ask you to talk to me. All right. You're not talking to me, Tony? Is that what you're doing?
How can I help you out, Tony?
You're being very childish right now. Said I'm sorry, okay? Okay. P.S. Buddy, can you please ask Darian if he owns and plays Dead by Daylight? It's for sale on the PlayStation Store right now. I was thinking about getting it because I would really like to stab Darian in the face.
Now's your chance.
Now is your chance. Tony, I do own it. I'm on PSN, and you can stab me in the face anytime you like because I'm not very good at that game yet. My PlayStation Network tag is Petted Room Guy, all one word. So shoot me a friend request, and then you can stab me in the face, chest, neck, breast, head, rectum. Damn near killed him. Here's the fan art that he sent us.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty badass, right?
Okay, yeah. And there's that goddamn forehead.
What?
Oh, my God.
It's supposed to be a comically oversized forehead. Monica? God, you sound like Ron Martin. Let's see who's up next here. Oh, it's Buddy's pod girlfriend herself, Emma.
Hey, Emma.
Hi.
Subject line, hello. Hello, everyone. Well, I haven't seen any ghosts at the library yet. I watched the new It movie. Loved it, but I prefer the old clown. A lot scarier than the new one. I'm going to disagree with that statement. I feel like if Tim Curry was not in, if Tim Curry was playing Pennywise in a not made for TV movie and with a little bit more of an effects budget, I think he would be scarier.
Yeah.
But he got the shit end of that deal because he went straight to
TV movie.
Network TV. Yeah. So he got dialed back a little bit. It was the first horror movie I watched, I think. I was about 6 years old, gave me nightmares. I would dream that he was under my bed or stood at my window. Ha ha, I have been a... I think she's speaking in tongues here. I have been in Passage del Terror, horror walkthrough, a few times. One of the rooms is full of clowns. They come right up to your face. I wonder if that's like some kind of a haunted attraction.
Sounds like it.
She's in Manchester.
They speak
English over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is, Emma. Tell us about the Passage del Terror.
Yeah.
Wow. Clowns that come right up to your face brought my childhood nightmares to life. Ha ha. I thought the film Little Evil was okay. The kid could have done more evil things, but he set the clown on fire, so that's all right.
That was pretty cool.
I enjoyed listening to Paranoia on the Patreon link. Them people Buddy was talking to was so funny, I couldn't stop laughing. He should definitely make another one of those. Talking to Buddy, I'm honored to hear I'm his podcasting girlfriend.
Oh.
Oh! little pod romance going on here. I love it. For the Terror Dome, I vote singles, The Mummy. And teams, Jungle Cannibals. Very cool, Emma. Oh, and my sock-eating dog has today decided to steal and eat a huge chocolate bar all to himself.
Oh,
don't think he even shared it with the others. Hopefully he isn't sick everywhere. Haha, bye for now. Emma.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Emma.
Yeah, thanks, Emma.
Hope your dog's okay.
Damn.
Has anybody's dog actually died from eating chocolate? I don't think so.
No.
That I know of. Mm. Is it just like bad for them, or is it actually poisonous?
Well, there's some kind of something in there that's poisonous to them.
But
like rat poison, kind of like that kind of poison?
No, like they say onions can kill them. There's something in onions, avocados.
My dogs have eaten all those things.
Yeah, see, I've heard numerous stories
My mom feeds her basset hound like handfuls of M&Ms. No problemo.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand what it is.
I don't know.
Maybe that's just like an urban legend. Who knows? We got a few voicemails here.
Somebody that doesn't want to waste chocolate. That's what it is.
That's what it is. you can't have that chocolate spot. It's poisonous.
That's right.
Absolutely not. I believe this one to be Alan.
Added room. What's up?
What's up, Alan?
Hello, Alan. Terror Dome.
What you got?
And teams, give me a Shelly Sawyers.
Okay.
And in singles, give me a Shelly the Mummy.
Okay.
I texted Darian about who I thought Monica was, maybe Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I was wrong. Darian told me, so I'm not even going to go there. Really digging the musical break. Some Alice this time. That was awesome.
Sure.
Monica, glad to know your dog's okay. Sorry about the vet bill.
Right?
Give him 10 spalls. Well, you know that. Anyway, oh, shit. I think I got something else. I don't remember.
All right.
If I remember, I'll call you back. Y'all have a good one.
Sounds good, Alan.
Bye.
Thank you for calling in, amigo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a motherfucker. I am 99% sure who you are, but let me just verify it real quick.
Oh, I can already see from your writing.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure. I'd feel like a real asshole if I told Alan the wrong answer in advance.
Right. I'm really excited for this week.
Woo!
Oh.
All right, Alan, thank you for calling in. I believe he called back.
Added room, what's up? So, I remember what I was thinking about, or don't call you back about, when did I become the mercy kill guy? I know Darian said if he ever got all fucked up.
Call Alan.
Buddy and Monica couldn't kill him. To call me, I'd do it.
Yeah, I know you would.
I'm the mercy kill guy.
You're just the scariest.
About a year or two ago, some people asked me to kill their horse that was sick. It died before I had to shoot it. It was there, and I was getting ready to shoot it, but it died. So, yeah, when did I become the mercy kill guy? That's all I got. Y'all have a good one.
I think it's just your demeanor, sir.
Yeah. That horse was intimidated.
Oh, shit! Heart attack.
Doesn't he live in Alabama?
He does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's enough right there. Just knowing that you live in Alabama.
Here comes this big scary guy with a Napalm Death t-shirt.
Yeah. Horse is like, oh, fuck that.
I give up. Right on, Alan. Let's see who's up next here. I believe this to be Cake Wolf.
Hey, Padded Room. This is Cake Wolf chiming in.
Hey, Cake Wolf.
Got my votes for you. I'm going to be taking the Mummy.
Right on.
And I will also be taking... I do love me some Texas Chainsaw, but I'm pretty sure the cannibals are going to knock them right out.
Gotcha.
It was a good argument for that one. We did a math ball discussion for almost 2 hours. That's going to be the next Cake Wolf happy hour.
That's a lot of mad
popping
ball
out
talk.
On Friday or Saturday, whenever you poop it out. And I don't know if there's any mad ball fans out there, but we were thinking about doing a bunch of toy line discussions just now and then.
Sure.
Sprinkling them in. And if there's anything that you guys would like us to cover, fans of certain toy lines, let us know. My favorite toy line is probably Inhumanoids or He-Man. Just the monsters in Inhumanoids. Those things are fucking amazing.
I don't remember.
And they were so huge. They are like the size of a small child. Those monsters, there's three of them, Tendrillus. You get the other two names, Meltlar and... the other dude's, like, made out of bones. But Tendrillus was my favorite. Dude looked like a giant asparagus monster. Things are amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, so let us know if you guys have any favorite toy lines from your childhood that have a horror theme to them, and we'll pop that in at some point. Also, for Halloween, I talked to you about this, Darian.
Hmm.
We're going to be doing the entire... show of monsters that ran in the late 80s to early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be pooping out 9 episodes that are going to cover 3 parts of the show, and then the other 21 days are going to have 2 episodes of monsters per show.
Cool.
So we're going to do all 72 episodes within 31 days, and releasing an episode a day for the 31 days of Halloween. So thanks for that, letting me do that, Darian.
That's, yeah, rock and roll,
pretty
man.
Pretty exciting. So we're setting up the format for that now. And also, if either of you, Monica, Buddy, or yourself, Darian, have any favorite episodes of that show, let us know. We can give it some extra attention. And if you want to come on and say something about it, you're more than welcome to. You're going to have to teach me how to connect with people on... Skype and record.
How to interact
that
with other human beings.
No idea how. offers open to anyone else, too. So, yeah, let us know. And keep up the great work doing what you're doing.
Oh, GP.
Wow. Been a while since we had one of those.
Yeah, since GP, actually.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. Do you guys remember any... Are there any toy lines that you remember that you were attached to?
Mine was actually He-Man. I had a crap ton of those.
I still have a crap ton at my parents' house. He-Man, Muscle Men, the little guys.
I still have my Muscle Men.
Do you?
Oh,
I had
a
shit ton of those. The one thing that I remember the most, though, was there was this thing, and I think I actually still have like pieces of it in the pantry. It was called the Mighty Men in Monster Maker. Do you remember that?
Sounds familiar.
It was like this. It was like a drawing thing, and it had different slates with like different monsters.
Oh yeah,
and you could
and you like take the side of the whatever it is, yeah, and like and you shade rub it on it,
and you can put yeah. like the fucking lizard guy's legs with uh-huh. the spider guy's yeah. arms, and then a different head.
I had that.
Yeah, I always wanted one. My parents never got me one, and then like out of nowhere, like 12 years ago, I found one on eBay, so I got
wow.
it. But it only came with like 3 of the different pieces,
oh.
so I can make like one monster. Pretty much. It sucks.
Wow. God, I forgot all about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, buddy. That's what I'm talking about. You guys remember the show Monsters?
Mm-mm.
From the mid-80s, probably?
Mm-mm.
I remember it because I remember the opening was really silly. It was like a family of monsters living in a suburban house, and they're sitting down to watch TV. But they kind of look like turd people.
Oh.
And then, like, at the right before it gets into the episode, like, the guy's eyes turn into, like, white noise.
Did they kind of live in like a weird cave or something?
Well, it was an anthology series, so every episode was different. But the opening was always the same. It was the weird turd monster family. I kept thinking that there were some episodes that I remembered, but every one that I brought up to Cake Wolf turned out to be a Tales from the Dark Side episode. Because they ran pretty much same time era.
Hmm.
Anyway, Cake Wolf, thank you very much, sir. Yeah, he's going to be rolling that out starting in October. Some more content to look forward to here in the padded room.
Right on.
Always looking for more content.
You know, when I hear Cake Wolf's voice and picturing his face, I picture immediately the guy that played in the Brendan Fraser Mummy.
Which guy?
That was the mummy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you arrive at that?
Well, they both have like a shaved head and like this defined face, so
okay,
all right,
that's what
all
right. I picture.
Okay, what are you
saying? Like when Alan pops to mind, all I see is Ric Flair. You know, you like attach.
Okay,
people.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I wonder what you would think of if you were just listening to my voice.
Oh, I don't know. I have to think about
well,
it.
I know. I mean, since you know what I look like and you see me every week.
She'd be upset with you because you probably beat up Brendan Fraser.
I know. Oh, I don't like him. Yeah. He sounds a lot like that guy that I don't like. Mm. Cake Wolf called back.
Hello to the padded room where Darien go boom, boom, boom.
What the fuck?
Put his neuter in the strutter. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom. Kind of a catchy tune.
Christina would like to place the vote for the mummy and the cannibals.
Alrighty.
Boom, boom, boom. Darien go boom, boom, boom in the padded room. Stick his noodle in the strudel.
Well, let's leave my
boom,
noodle
boom,
out of this.
See, he already went with the mummy.
Alrighty. I appreciate the theatrics, sir. What was that, a German accent?
I don't know.
So, very yeah. cool. That's all we got on the listener mail, baby dolls. You guys got anything for Cake Wolf, Emma, Tony, Alan, Sean S., Sean G., or anybody else out there?
Thanks, Emma, for the Patreon donation.
Yeah, so thank you Emma. Very much.
You're a wonderful young lady. I don't know what your infatuation is with Buddy, but I'm going to get you those dick pics, I promise.
Or you can just send somebody else's dick pic.
You, stunt penis?
Would that stunt be better? Penis?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, the guy from Skinless or Headless.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, just make sure it's the right color. If you send her a black one, she's going to know it's not you.
Well, there is that one with a nice watch.
All right, you maniacs, let's get ourselves into a movie here, shall we?
What is this place?
I brought you here to bury Alan's cat.
Daddy, is Church all right?
Why, Judd?
I have my reasons.
I dreamed he got hit by a car and you and Mr. Crandall buried him in the pet cemetery.
What did we do tonight, Judd?
What we did, Lois, was a secret.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Has anyone ever buried a person up there?
May the Lord make his face to shine upon you.
You're thinking thoughts best not thought of.
Daddy's gonna do something really bad.
You're thinking of putting him up there. Don't deny the thought hadn't crossed your mind.
Come back to me, Gage. Come back to us.
Paramount Pictures. presents Stephen King's all-time best-selling tale of horror. Pet Sematary.
Amateur move. Yeah, we're talking a little Pet Sematary from 1989.
Yeah.
This one is directed by Mary Lambert, written by Stephen King. Came in at 6.6 stars on IMDb, got an R rating. Starring Dale Midkiff, Denise Crosby, and Fred Gwynne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like this movie. I don't like the cast, I think, is my biggest problem. Anybody else?
I agree.
Yeah.
Fred Gwynne didn't do it for you with the...
Fred Gwynne is like the only redeemable person. Yeah.
He dyed his hair blonde for this role.
Dude, that looked gray to me. Yeah. Oh, whatever.
Or bleached it blonde. I'm sorry. Yeah, he bleached it blonde.
They should have used a bigger name for the couple.
I mean, did anybody think Denise Crosby was a likable character?
No, she seemed like a uptight fucking bitch.
I wonder if that was how she was intended to be, or if it was just her portrayal of Rachel. Because, I mean, she came across as being a real shitbird.
Mm-hmm. I think she was like that in anything else you ever saw her in.
What else was she in? She was in, like, Babylon 9, or one of those...
It was her haircut.
Boy cut is what it was. Jesus. All right, anyway.
Deep Impact.
Yeah, sure, whatever that is. This is another Stephen King adaptation. This one is starts off in rural Maine, as we're apt to do, and we have a couple and their two kids moving to this, I guess, this weird kind of rural house that sits. There's like one other house right across the street, and they kept saying the street was like a highway.
Mm-hmm.
It looked just like a regular two-lane street, but I guess you can go as fast as you want on fucking street. I don't know what to do. They need some better city planning over there. Right. That's the real villain in this movie, shitty city commissioners. Anyway, they get moved in. It's a pretty picturesque-looking house. There's like, you know, woods that surround the area. They meet their next-door neighbor, guy by the name of Judd, and he's like the old-school, typical New Englander type, you know. It's got that accent. Anybody want to take a crack at the accent?
No.
I'll
let you do that.
Christopher Walken was not in this movie, buddy. There's nothing I can do for you. Anyway, so they meet him. He's just like a crotchety old guy, but he's friendly enough. Mm-hmm. He makes it a point to tell them to be careful of this fucking road, this highway, because truckers are going up and down it all day long, and they're doing like 50, 60 miles an hour easy. Everybody loses their fucking pets on this thing, so we got to watch out for that shit. Yeah. They get settled in there. We meet the two kids. You got Gage, the little boy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put him probably 2 or 3. And then you got Ellie, the slightly older daughter. She's probably coming in about 6 or 7, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
I hated Ellie right off the bat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right off the fucking bat. She runs out of the car, gets in the rope swing. Everybody tells her to be careful. The rope swing breaks, and then she lays there going, "It hurts! It hurts! It hurts!"
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you're a fucking whiny kid is what you are.
Yeah.
Stay off the goddamn swing. Anyway, I guess you have to now because you broke it. You ruined it for everybody, Ellie. Go to your room. Anyway, so that's like the first day. We also meet the cleaning lady. Excuse me, the cleaning lady, which apparently they've already outsourced because Rachel, the mom, is a lazy bitch and she can't clean the house. Young lady by the name of Missy, I believe they called her. She's another old school New Englander. You know, she's got the accent and she works hard and all that stuff. And now we're getting ready for the doctor's first day of school. Now, am I incorrect in assuming that he worked at a college or a high school?
I'm going to say college.
I think so. The kids there looked a little bit older. Yeah. So he's basically a school nurse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought from the beginning, like before you saw that part, I thought he was like the doc in town.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But then he's like, he's talking to his wife and he's like, "I'm going to go to school and nothing's going to happen on the first day. It's just handing out aspirin and Band-Aids mostly." And then he gets to school and naturally 8 minutes after that, Kid gets hit by a truck and his brains are on the outside of his head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What the fuck kind of a school nurse is going to... What are you going to do for that, school nurse?
Yeah.
He's dead, man.
Yeah, why'd
He's
you dead. Card him to me?
Yeah. Really, we should be calling a coroner because his brains are on the outside. It's supposed to be on the inside, normally.
Or a real hospital.
Shit. Mm-hmm. All I got is a partitioned off area.
Yeah.
They get the kid into the nurse's office. His brains are all over the place. He's clearly dead. What the fuck is going on with this freeway? There's just like no crosswalks or stoplights or...
It's like Colville.
What's Colville?
Oh, you haven't gone 395?
Yeah, I've gone 395.
Yeah, they have that little town there, Colville. The highway 395 runs right through it. You got a few houses on each side.
Are you? Is that on the north side of Washoe Valley?
No, it's going towards Topaz Lake.
Oh, okay. You're way out there.
Yeah, you're on the California side.
Where that weird trailer park is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, but still, there's a fence there. You know, at least Colville has a fucking fence. Apparently, this little shit staying on the map of Maine just is just a road and random people trying to cross it all the goddamn time.
Well, early 80s, right? They didn't give a shit.
Yeah, no, fuck them. There's a road here.
You hardly saw a cop anywhere.
That's true. Back then. That's absolutely right. So that's pretty scary. Now we have something kind of cool going on because... The kid, his name is Victor Pascal, dies right there in the office. Mm-hmm. Well, he probably died before he got to the office, but now we have like this ghost of Pascal that's going to follow the doctor around and try to fucking steer him clear of the bullshit that's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the doctor doesn't listen to him because, you know, dead
men
guy.
Don't listen.
Men don't listen, Monica, is what it is.
Yeah.
And not only do we not listen, but we don't listen to dead folks either. So... I'm sorry, were you saying something? Or So that's pretty gnarly. So now we're going to cut to that night. I mean, this new doctor has already had a pretty shitty day. Now we're going to get a little nightmare sequence. And Victor is going to take Lewis and he's going to show him exactly what not to do. He wakes Lewis up in the middle of the night, takes him outside. There's a trail that runs like alongside the house and then out into the woods. He's like, all right, come on, Doc. I'm going to show you where not to go. So Lewis follows him out down the trail. He comes to this old pet cemetery, and then he sees like a deadfall along the side of it. And Victor's like, hey, dude, do not cross that deadfall. There's a bunch of gnarly shit over there. Just don't even worry about it. Don't even go in there. So don't do it. And Lewis is like, well, I'm asleep anyway, so I'm just going to wake up now. And then he like lays down in the dirt.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
And wakes up in his bed.
Wakes up the next morning and his pajamas are all fucking muddy. So
yeah.
Apparently it wasn't a nightmare there, right? Lewis. So the next day, Judd comes by and he gets the kids and they all go walking down the trail because he wants to show them the pet cemetery that's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything more depressing in the world than a pet cemetery?
A real cemetery?
Other than Monica's freezer where she keeps all of her dead pets presently. I think that was probably the most depressing thing ever.
Yeah.
There's like goldfish buckets.
Yeah.
Like cats and stuff, all the bird cages.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck, man. That's a boner killer if ever there was one.
I live right by a pet cemetery.
Do you really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, where the
that explains
the old,
a lot.
animal shelter is.
Yeah.
They left the cemetery there.
No shit.
Yeah. Is so we like, would walk by it all the time.
Oh, that's creepy. Fuck
yeah.
That.
Wow. I get mad at the dogs when they try to pee all
dig
over
up
the,
other dogs.
Well, no, they try to desecrate
oh.
the little things. I'm like, don't pee over there.
Oh, that's gnarly. All right, so yeah, they get over there, and Lewis spots the deadfall, and he's like, oh, shit, there really is a deadfall there, and the dead guy told me not to cross that, so I don't think I'll be doing that. Excellent. Cut to later, well, probably, this whole thing wraps up in probably about 2 months, I'd say.
Yeah.
Start off at the end of summer, carries through to, like, just past Thanksgiving, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now we cut to a couple of days later. Apparently, the cleaning lady, Missy, had like some kind of a stomach condition.
Yeah.
Probably had diverticulitis,
yeah.
buddy.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Monica, don't hang yourself. And if you do, don't blame it on us. Jesus Christ. Missy commits suicide because she's got some kind of stomach condition and she can't deal with the pain anymore. Mm-hmm. So we go to Missy's funeral, and now we have to have a dialogue with the kids about what death is and how it affects people and all this horse shit. And so we have Ellie asking Lewis about, oh, and then like the cat gets brought into the conversation. God can't have my cat Churchill. He's my cat. God can get his own cat. Rachel overhears this whole shit and she like starts tearing up because mm-hmm. apparently it's sad. That night when they go to bed, Rachel comes out with this story about her sister that had spinal meningitis.
Yeah.
Now we get a little flashback here of Rachel having to take care of her older sister as a little girl mm-hmm. who had spinal meningitis. Now I did a little Googling mm-hmm. on spinal meningitis. It does not, in fact, turn you into the Toxic Avenger. I made sure of that. There's not that doesn't happen. It just kind of puts like a weird kink in your back, and other than that, you're okay. I mean, treatment has come a long way since then, but. Basically, Rachel's sister had the spinal meningitis, which crippled her and made her very ugly. And her parents apparently didn't care to get her any real treatment. They just kind of put her in a back bedroom and waited for her to die, which is pretty fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And left Rachel in the care of the older sister a lot, which is even more fucked up.
Yeah.
So what we're learning here is that at one point, well, to make a long story short, Rachel basically killed her sister because... she hated her sister, and her parents hated her sister, and it was kind of a mercy killing, but at the same time, Rachel was kind of a bitch about it, so
yeah.
That's kind of fucked up. But anyway, there's that.
Well, I'm okay with that.
I would be, if I looked like that, and I was all jacked off, and I couldn't get out of bed or anything, yeah, mm-hmm. go ahead. Put the call Alan, have him, fly him in, have him put a pillow over my face, I'll be done. I'm fine with it.
The real question is, what color of... pillow covers should we use?
Oh, ruby red.
Sure. Ruby red.
I don't know why that matters, but all right. I feel like I'm being party to a, my own murder here. It's making me a little nervous, buddy. So that's interesting. Now we cut to a couple of days later. What we're learning via some phone calls and some other dialogue here is that Lewis does not like Rachel's parents at all. And it's a mutual disdain they have for each other. Mm-hmm. So at least they can agree to hate each other on separate sides of the country.
Right.
So that's perfect. Rachel and the kids are going back to see her parents in Chicago for a couple of days. That's great. While they're gone, or actually before they leave, Ellie makes Lewis promise that the cat's going to be fine. Because all Ellie cares about in this fucking movie is her fucking cat.
Mm-hmm.
So Lewis promises, and he's like, yeah, cat will be fine. They leave. Of course, the cat gets hit by a truck and shot putted right into Judd Crandall's lawn.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Judd spots the cat. He calls Lewis, your cat's over here, see? So they go and they peel the cat off the lawn. That was more of like a 20s gangster yeah. accent. Really. I got to work on my New England. They peel the cat off the lawn, and Lewis is like, ah, shit. All right, well, I'll bury it, and then I just won't tell her. I'll tell her I haven't seen him for a while, and then maybe when she's older, I'll confess that he got run over and I buried him. And then Judd's like, well, you don't have to bury him here. We'll take him, just follow me over to the cemetery and I'll show you something. So they round up a bunch of gardening tools and they go to the pet cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis is thinking they're just going to bury the cat there at the pet cemetery.
Right.
Instead, they go climbing over the fucking deadfall, like the dead guy told him specifically not to do. Through the deadfall, over some hills, through some woods. I think they crossed a creek. And then they come to another place called the Micmac Cemetery. Old ancient burial ground for Native Americans.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck out of Native American burial grounds, mm-hmm. my friends. There has never been a porno set in a Native American burial ground that I know of.
We should come up with one.
Yeah.
We could do that. I don't know. So this burial ground is actually pretty badass. It's like everything's yeah. laid out in like these geometric patterns and weird rock formations. Looks very Lovecraftian with the almost like a pentagram or an elder sigil or something mm-hmm. like that. So Judd lays it out to him. He's like, hey, man, you bury the cat here. The cat will come back in a couple of days. But you have to bury it yourself. Everybody's got to bury their own. And the ground is really hard. And he makes some kind of a weird analogy about the soil of a man's heart being stony. I didn't fully understand that.
I didn't either.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. Lewis buries the cat. He's like, oh, great. Okay, well, I just hiked 4 miles to do this. Now we did it, so let's go home and have a beer. They go home. Ellie calls, and of course, the first thing she asks about is the cat. He's like, yeah, I haven't seen him for a day. I'm sure he's fine. Don't worry about it. Next day, the cat shows up, and now it's got, like, glowing eyeballs.
Yeah.
And it's a real dickhead, too.
Mm-hmm.
Although I suspect it was a dickhead before it died. The dickheadedness just got amped up a little bit.
Yeah.
So now it's a real fuckface. Lewis gets it. He's like, hey, Church, how you doing, buddy? And he slashes him right across the face. Fucking cats. Hate cats. This one looked like, this one was like one of those gray ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those, I think those ones are like the real cocksores of the cat world. You know what I'm saying? I think they're like mad Russian cats or something. I don't know. I don't mean to like stereotype cats, but those ones, I think, are particularly dick.
That's why they're called that.
What?
They're, I'm not sure.
Cocksores?
No, a blue Russian or a Russian blue.
Yeah, the mean Russian ones.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking assholes. Anyway. So he's like, oh, great. Well, at least the cat's back. I don't have to, you know, lie to my daughter. That's perfect. Family comes home. Cat's there. Cat's being a dick. Like, Lewis is taking a bath, and the cat throws a dead mouse.
That was pretty
cool. Bathtub. I would find that hilarious if I were the cat.
Yeah.
If I were Lewis, I would do the same thing. He'd, get out of here. So, yeah, the cat's being a real dick. Anyway, the family comes home. Everything's happy there. We're all having a great time. Now it's, I don't know, a couple weeks later, and we're having a picnic out at the picnic area with Judd from next door.
Yeah.
Now, we all know where this is going. This is a real motherfucker right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the scene where Gage gets run over by a truck. So what happens is, of course, it's Ellie's fault again because she has to be the goddamn center of attention.
Yep.
They're flying a kite. Lewis is watching Gage fly the kite. Ellie's like, I want to fly the kite too. It's my turn. So everybody has to turn to address Ellie. And while they're telling her to calm the hell down, the kite kind of goes wafting off into the road there. Gage goes chasing after it and kaput. Blammo! Also causes a major accident with the truck.
Yeah.
I wonder if the truck driver got killed too.
We'll never know.
I don't know. This part's kind of cool because you get that that throwback back to the 80s. No!
Yeah.
And his hair is going whoosh, 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 whoosh. I thought that was kind of fun. The good news, though, is that we don't get too graphic with Gage getting run over. He's dead, obviously, as he should be, at least for now. And now we're going to cut to a couple days, weeks later at the funeral. If we didn't already know, Rachel's parents are genuine cocksuckers. Lewis is there. He's burying his son. He's very broken up about it. And Rachel's dad basically comes up, starts talking a bunch of shit to him, and then punches him in the face. I would knock the shit out of that old guy.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably throw the first punch, too. I'm not going to take any shit from him, especially during my son's funeral. Anyway, that's great. Some family drama at the funeral. And they knock the fucking coffin over. And the kind of Gage's like arm comes out a little bit, which sends him into another downward spiral.
Yeah.
They get home the next day, and everything's kind of, you know, you get that weird, uneasy state, like right after somebody dies in the family. Judd comes over, and he's like, hey, man, I know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about digging up your kid and taking him up to the Micmac Cemetery there, and I'm going to tell you, no, you don't want to do that. And then we get a pretty cool flashback scene about some other guy that tried to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, one of the townsfolks there during the 1940s lost their son during the World War II, sent the son home. He buried the kid up at the Micmac Cemetery. Kid came back as basically a zombie, more or less.
Yeah.
He's like staggering around and like doing all that shit, and he's all fucked up from shrapnel or whatever. Basically, what had to happen there, I thought this was kind of weird. The townsfolk, including Judd, all kind of gathered together, and I think they were trying to kill the kid, but instead they just ended up burning the guy's house down.
Yeah.
Well, what was the point of that?
They were going to burn him alive in there. The other guy was supposed to, like, get out of there, but he held him in there, like, nope, you're coming with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, couldn't you just, I guess you could just shoot him in the head, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be the right thing to do.
But well, yeah.
The easy way to do it.
Instead of putting him on fire.
Maybe they thought he was a witch. I don't know.
Well, that could be. You never know. Fucking New Englanders. Yeah.
Burn the witch.
Burn, witch, burn. Anyway. So that's pretty normal. That basically what he's telling us is that when you bury, he keeps using the phraseology, the ground has gone sour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure what that means. What is sour ground?
I was wondering if maybe like anger and bitterness is what caused like people to come back evil instead of if there was really love there. I don't know.
That could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. I'll buy that, though. That's a good explanation.
Yeah.
So basically, that's why the cat, Church, is an even more of a dick now than he was before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you don't want to bury any living people up there also.
Right.
Because they'll come back as fucking savages. So, of course, Lewis is listening to this and kind of smiling and nodding. But at the same time, he's like eyeballing the shovel and the pickaxe.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm going to go get my fucking kid, put him up there, and we'll have my kid again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much exactly what happens. He digs the kid up, pulls him out of the coffin, marches him right up to the old Micmac Cemetery, buries him in there, and of course Gage comes back to wreak havoc on his family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while that's happening, Mom and Rachel and Ellie have decided to go back to Chicago with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Rachel and Ellie are there, and now we see Victor Pascal, the dead kid from earlier, coming back into the scene. He's like giving suggestions to everybody and telling them how to, basically telling them what to do.
Yeah.
So he tells Rachel that she needs to get back to Maine as fast as she can because Lewis is about to do something really stupid. So she gets this crazy idea. She takes a bus and then she rents a car and Pascal is like with her the whole time. And then like she tries to, the lady at the car rental place is like, we don't have anything available. And then Pascal's like, what about this one with the dented upside? She's like, oh, we have this one with a dented upside. And then they give her that.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool. So Rachel gets back to town just as Gage is coming out of the ground. Lewis, unfortunately, his house, I think, is a little bit further away from the burial ground than Judd's is.
Mm-hmm.
So Gage actually shows up at Judd's house before he goes to Lewis's house.
Yeah.
So this is pretty fucked up. He gets in there. Judd already has a pretty good idea what happened. He's mm-hmm. like, yep, that fucking guy, he's going to go bury his kid. So he goes out to his front porch thinking he's going to stop Lewis before he buried his kid. But because Judd is like 95 years old, he falls asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewis walks right past him with his dead kid up to the burial ground. So now we have undead Gage creeping around Judd's place. This part's pretty fucked up, man. Gage, they're doing like a hide-and-go-seek type of a thing. And Gage has gotten into his dad's old school doctor bag and gotten the scalpel out.
Yeah.
Like Judd's looking underneath the bed and then Gage reaches out and slices his Achilles tendon.
Whew.
Fuck.
Ah.
That looks painful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah.
Judd's like, ah, and he turns around and then Gage like jokers him.
Uh-huh.
Like, gives him the perma smile. And then I think like ate his neck or bit into his
neck. Yeah, bit into his neck. Yeah.
So what are we thinking here? Vampire? Zombie?
No, just crazy.
Just crazy. Just likes biting people and fucking shit up.
Just killing machine. Chucky.
Well, what else is a little runt like that going to do?
Yeah. I'll kick the shit out of
exactly.
that little ass. Put him in a fucking wall locker.
That's why I was thinking Chucky. Just
That's pretty gnarly. Unfortunately, Rachel is just pulling in as like this whole struggle ensues.
Mm-hmm.
So she's walking up the steps to her own house. She hears all the banging around going on over at Judd's place. So she goes over there thinking maybe Lewis is over there. Gets in there. We get another little cat and mouse situation with Rachel and Gage. And we don't really see what Gage does to Rachel other than he kills her.
Yeah.
That's pretty gnarly. Now we cut to the next morning. Lewis wakes up. He realizes that his scalpel is missing, and he kind of does the math. Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, mm-hmm. he came back, obviously. He got in my fucking bag, and now he's got my super sharp scalpel. What is a school nurse doing with a scalpel? If you have been in some kind of a school time accident that requires the nurse to use a scalpel on you, you'd probably just go straight to the hospital.
Yeah.
Skip the school nurse station is what I'd do. Anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe show and tell.
Yeah. Look at this.
Look what I got.
I know. So Lewis is like, oh, fucking this psycho kid is running around. He goes over to Judd's house, and I don't know what the fuck happened here, but all of a sudden, Judd's house looks like it got the green meteor shit from Creepshow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when he was seeing that guy, it's kind of like his vision was altered, just like...
What guy?
The one who got hit earlier in the show.
The dead guy.
Oh, a little nightmare sequence type of thing?
Yeah. There?
That could be. It was very weird. And he goes in there and there's like moss all over everything and it's very strange. Before Lewis walks in there, though, he happens upon Churchill, the cat. And he's got some kind of a hypodermic needle full of some kind of something that's going to basically kill the cat.
Mm-hmm.
So he kills the cat. He makes sure the cat stays dead this time with the hypodermic needle. He fills it up again and he's like, all right, I got to go put my kid down. So he gets in there. We get another cat and mouse game with Gage and Lewis. Gage is like up in the attic and he does like a WWF swan dive down the steps onto Lewis. I thought that was pretty cool. He went like full kamikaze with it. Unfortunately, though, and this I think was something that threw me off a little bit, they buried Gage in like this weird little boy blue outfit with like a top hat and a cane.
Oh,
and he was
yeah.
basically wearing like a dress. What the fuck is that all about?
I don't know.
Is that like a traditional burial garb for people in Chicago or something? It's very strange looking.
Mm-hmm.
We have like this little kid cross-dresser running around with a scalpel. Little off-putting. Anyway, a little bit of a struggle happens there in the hallway. Dad eventually sticks the Gage in the neck with the hypodermic needle. It takes a second or two for Gage to actually go down. So Gage is like, ow, that hurt. And he's like, hey, that's not fair. And then he just kind of walks around the hallway, the corner, and collapses.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis then finds Rachel. She's like got an eye out and she's been hung. So mm-hmm. she's dangling from the attic. And she's got like a whole chunk of her face off.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing Gage probably ate her eyeball and parts of her face.
Maybe cut it out with a scalpel.
I don't know. He got creative with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just have fun with it, buddy. So that's pretty gnarly. He pulls Rachel down and like takes her outside, the dead body of Rachel, takes her outside and wraps her in a sheet and then burns Judd's place down. Pascal is now returned and he's like out in the street talking mm-hmm. to Lewis. He's like, hey, I know what you're thinking, you motherfucker. You're not taking her up to the fucking burial ground. And Lewis is like, oh, it's going to work this time. It'll be great. She'll be back and I'll have my wife again. And then he walks right through Pascal. And now we cut to like, I don't know, 8-9 hours later. Rachel's back, still has an eyeball out and has weird fluid coming out of it too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, come here, baby. I'm going to make out with you. And then she picks up a butcher knife and that's the end of the movie pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys think of the old Pet Cemetery?
I enjoy it. I like this
I love
one.
It.
I hated that little boy.
I liked the little boy. I didn't like the little girl.
Yeah.
I get it. You want the thing with the killer kid movies is you need.
She's a hottie now, though.
Holy cow!
Oh
are
yeah,
you
I saw.
Serious?
Yeah, I saw that a few minutes
Whoa.
Ago.
I am going
surprising,
to
huh?
Yeah.
Retract everything I said about Ellie.
See, you hate the little boy too now.
I don't care for that kid. Wow, Blaze. Her name's Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
Blaze Birdall.
Has she been in anything else?
Ghost Rider, Pet Cemetery, mostly cartoons.
Oh, Ghost Rider.
No, Ghost Rider isn't right, not
motorcycle.
Like a lot of kids' stuff. I hope she's been naked somewhere. I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like her.
She's 37.
Hey, just a year or two younger than me. I like it. I don't like Dale Midkiff and Denise Crosby. I felt like we could have done better in that department.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because it feels like a Halloween movie to me. The whole thing takes place in the fall for mm-hmm. the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I like that about it. I read the book. I think it was pretty faithful to the book, as I recall. I'm into it. I liked it. What'd you guys think?
I love it.
Yeah? Yeah, Monica.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's one of those I can watch every now and then. It's just a classic.
It's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid and the whole family drama and all that shit.
I don't know. I agree with you. I don't like him, the actor. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't have a personality either.
No.
I like part two better. That's just me.
It's got Clancy Brown in it.
Yeah. Part two is way better.
Fuck yeah. All right, kids. Check it. I'm sure you've seen it. If you haven't, then I don't know what the hell you're waiting for. This one's on the remake docket for Stephen King.
Hmm.
And I believe...
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, they're actually talking to Andy Muschietti about doing it. Mm-hmm. The guy that just did it. So that's something to look forward to. Possibly. Oh, yeah. Don't quote me on that yet.
Now, this remake, I would look forward to.
You know Bruce Campbell auditioned for the role of Lewis?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How badass would that be?
I think it would have been a lot better.
He would have shot that kid with a shotgun.
Yeah.
And then, like, made out with somebody else, maybe the cleaning lady or something.
Why'd they give it to this guy?
Yeah. I don't know. The cat that played Church, they used seven different cats.
Wow.
Because they all had different abilities, like, you know, they were trained for whatever.
Huh.
So, yeah, none of those cats, like, when it was, like, playing dead, that was actually a cat playing dead.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I liked the cat.
This cat drops dead mice into bathtubs. That's his cat. Yeah. All right, inmates, we're going to take us a little break here. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
To the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molders and fangs that are clicking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. Live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a bed cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I feel a chill. Victor is grinning, flesh is rotting away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Don't wanna be buried in
Hey, inmates. If you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the Patreon link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I am all pet cemeteried out. I think it's time to get into the fights.
Hell yeah.
Let's take you to the Terror Dome.
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in. I'll kill you all. I'll drive you crazy. I'll kill you all. Dream come true.
6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face, with blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Start off with last week's winners. In singles competition, we had Syl versus the Mummy. The violence of the alien attack decimated the laboratory. Ramses' sarcophagus was knocked open and the mummy set free. The alien, unable to size up or calculate for non-living life forms, was caught unaware. With one yank, the lost pharaoh Ramses the Great was able to rip the head noisily from the shoulders of Syl and watch the foreign body topple to the floor. With a vote of 15-3, wow, the mummy advances over Syl.
Yay!
I am now quietly rooting for the mummy in this one. I would not mind getting a mummy tattoo. Mummy goes all the way. I don't see it happening, but if the mummy were to go all the way, I would not mind getting a mummy tattoo. Just saying. Maybe I'd get like those old douchebag tattoos where it looked like your skin was ripped off.
Oh,
and there's like an American
cool.
flag underneath or mm-hmm. something. Where my skin was ripped off, but it was like bandages underneath, like mummy bandages.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty dope, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool.
Something to think mm-hmm. about. Let's take a look at the teams competition, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
We had the Sawyer family versus the Jungle Cannibals. Teams competition, we had the Jungle Cannibals versus the Sawyer family.
Yeah.
The farmhouse fell silent as the generator cut off. The lights dimmed and faded to black as the Sawyers looked around nervously. The tribesmen rushed the dining room with crude implements, bludgeoning and stabbing at anything moving. By dawn's first light, the Sawyers were dead and the Uluwatus were ready to continue their journey home. With a vote of 10-8, the Jungle Cannibals advance over the Sawyers.
Wow. It's close.
I'm okay with that. I mean, the Sawyers are fine. That's the thing, is that you have, like, hunters versus, like, thrill killers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I always take the hunters.
Well, yeah, and they have the, what are those things called? The
blowguns?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a look at this week's matchup, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
We are about to close out the preliminary rounds of this year's Terror Dome tournament.
Yeah, we are.
We are in the Inferno Conference Round 8, Singles Division. As usual, inmates, bear with me. I'm not very good at writing things. Rachel was exhausted. Adrenaline could only take her so far, and now fatigue was back with a vengeance. It had gotten her out of the catacombs and away from that evil family, and that was good enough for now. Otis pursued gleefully. Rachel made it out into the woods, but Otis knew those woods like the back of his own hand, and he'd have her soon for sure. On the other side of the woods sits a lonely old cabin, and inside sits an even lonelier old man. He retreats to this cabin every month on the full moon. He has to, for the safety of others. Now on the full moon, in the dead of night, the old man feels a change coming over him. From outside the cabin, he hears the mad ravings of Otis as he discovers the terrified Rachel. They're not supposed to be there. No one is supposed to be there. Hair sprouts from the old man's chest and neck, his eyes turn a vibrant yellow, and his teeth and nails extend. Otis is stopped halfway back to the cemetery by a blood-curdling howl, loud and angry and just in the darkness of the tree line. Singles competition, we have Otis Driftwood versus the Wolf Man. Buddy, how say you?
Otis Driftwood.
Okay. Monica?
Well, I'm going to picture my Wolf Man, so I'm going with the Wolf Man.
Which Wolf Man is your Wolf Man?
Who's your Wolf Man?
Well, I'm going to pick between him and the Jack Nicholson. That's what I'm picturing as a Wolf Man.
Okay. I like that. I am going to take the Wolfman also because he is a predator. Otis is a killer, sure, but he's more of a jack-off, you know? I mean, he'll kill you, sure, but he's going to want to, like, make some kind of a weird fish boy out of you or some other shit or, I don't know, put your dad's skin on and parade around in front of you first. He's going to...
He'll turn Wolfman into a wolf bitch.
He's going to fuck around, and then that's how he's going to get killed.
But he's just a regular man.
He's just a redneck.
Yeah.
Man, that's it. He's a redneck. All right, that's two for the Wolfman, one over Otis Driftwood. If you're unfamiliar, inmates, Otis Driftwood from House of a Thousand Corpses and the Devil's Rejects.
From Arkansas.
Texas.
I was being an asshole.
Oh, okay. You're an asshole.
Just throwing Arkansas out there.
Let's take a look at the teams division. We are still in the Inferno Conference Round 8. Charlie Altamont's house of ill repute was unexpectedly quiet for this time of night. Perhaps the family had driven off all of Charlie's paying regulars. Perhaps the girls had all been scared off. For whatever reason, there was barely a car in the parking lot. Now, an old pickup truck creeps down the driveway, headlights off, quiet as can be. Inside the truck, one man and two young ladies make ready for the night's events. Inside the brothel, the Driftwood family party continues. Now on the run from Sheriff Wydell and the Texas Marshals, the Driftwoods finally find a place to lay low. A celebration ensues. Drugs and booze flow freely until there is a knock at the front door. The family quickly prepares for battle. Captain Spaulding signals everyone to stand down and makes a joke about someone looking to get their cherry popped. Outside on the front porch, noticeable but still somewhat concealed in the shadows, is an attractive young lady. As the door swings open, she asks the question, "Is Tamara here?" Singles or teams competition, we have the Driftwood family versus the Home Invaders. This one I could see going either way, really. They're both psychos. Neither one of them has any particular skill set over the other. What do you think, buddy?
I'm on Team Driftwood this week.
Team Driftwood? All right. Monica, how say you?
On this one, I'm going to go Driftwood family.
Okay. I think I'm going to take the Home Invaders. My turn to be that guy?
Yeah.
I think there's a tactical advantage that the Home Invaders have. They'll have the element of surprise, perhaps some stealth capabilities that the Driftwoods aren't known for sneaking up on anybody. They're loud and obnoxious, and they probably smell real bad. So I'm taking the Home Invaders on that one. Those are your Terror Dome matchups for the weekend, mates. In singles competition, it's Otis Driftwood versus the Wolfman. Teams competition, you got the Driftwood family versus the Home Invaders. Ponder that. Think about who's going to win those fights. Let us know by next week if you can. As usual, the Mental Health Hotline is area code 775-387-0275. Or you can get us on the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com.
I was going to say, if it helps, the Driftwood family is also from Arkansas, and the Home Invaders are from West Virginia.
That makes sense. I will buy that.
Yeah.
Is that where Strangers took place? Was West Virginia?
No.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Just because there's weirdos out there.
There is weirdos. All righty. In the meantime, we're going to tell you what we're looking at.
Strangers was in South Carolina.
Mm. Makes sense.
Close.
Yeah. Same neck of the woods, really.
What are you looking at?
I got all these extra days off going on, so I'm getting quite a few movies in.
Nice.
How about Wrong Turn 4, Bloody Beginnings?
How was it?
Covered that for the Red Zombie 7 guest spot I did. I'm not mad at this one.
Okay.
Which one was this one?
This is the one, the prequel, set back in the abandoned mental asylum.
Oh, okay.
I'm not mad at this one. This one's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's flawed. It's a Wrong Turn movie, and it's pretty low budget, but plenty of boobs, plenty of slasher action, and you get a little backstory on the Hilliger brothers, which mm-hmm. I like.
That's cool.
Not too shabby. Road Games from 1981.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy Keach and what's her name there? Laurie Strode.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
That
Lee
one,
Curtis,
yeah. Doing like a weird cat and mouse thing through the Australian outback with a serial killer in a green van. It's all right.
Okay.
You've probably seen this one. He's a truck driver, Stacy Keach is. He's got a pet dingo.
I have seen it. I just can't remember it.
It's on Shudder right now if you want to check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to watch this one.
Finally got around to checking out The Eyes of My Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about this one, man. I don't think you can be that hot and still be a psycho. You know what I'm saying? Because that chick was screaming hot. And she's got the weird psycho killer chained up in the barn.
Yeah.
At some point, like, some dude's going to stop by, and he's going to be like, oh, let me take you out to dinner. And then she's going to be like, oh, okay. And then she's going to be like, well, I'm just going to kill the psycho in the barn. And then she's going to have a normal life, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
A little strange.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. American Mary was pretty hot.
Yes, but she wasn't a psycho, per se. Like, she didn't take anybody's baby.
Yeah.
She was more of a rape revenge type of a chick.
Oh, yeah.
So that makes more
sense.
Yeah,
she was a working girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she did some really cool things with other chicks' nipples, and the little hearts and stuff.
Yeah.
They look like people. I covered this one on the Streaming Horror Society show. You guys get a chance to see this one?
Oh, what was it?
They Look Like People.
Is this the one with the two brothers?
Two best friends.
Yeah, and he comes to stay at his apartment. Yeah,
and he's getting weird phone calls.
Yeah, this was weird to me.
It is. It's more of a psychological thriller. Not that bad. Lastly, I watched The Mummy from 2017, starring your favorite action superstar, Thomas Cruise. It's not that bad.
He is starring in that new movie. Did you see the previews?
Yeah, with the airplane.
Yes.
Drug smuggling.
Flop. It's a great story, but this movie's going to flop because he's in it.
I don't think so. I think you guys are being harsh on Tom Cruise.
They should have put Tom Hardy in this pilot movie.
I think I am the only person on the planet that liked The Mummy from 2017. It's a fun watch to me. You know what I'm saying?
Lots of action.
I just don't like his cheesy one-liners.
It felt like he wanted to be Brendan Fraser from the first movie. You know? He wanted it to be like an action kind of comedy type of thing.
All I will give this guy is, remember the scene where he's getting dressed and he's like ripped?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, dude, you look good for your age. But that's all I'm giving him.
I am madly in love with Sophia Boutella.
Oh.
She is. That's why I want The Mummy to win the Terror Dome now. Because I will get a Sophia Boutella tattoo.
I figured that.
Did you watch that movie that Monica watched with her in it? That other one?
Blonde Bombshell or whatever it was?
Yeah. A Blonde Atomic or...
Watch that and see if you think the same way about
it.
Yeah,
watch that.
Is she pretty haggard in that one?
I just didn't. She just looked ugly to me in that movie.
Did she look uglier in The Mummy or in the...
No, in this movie.
Okay. She's pretty fucking hot in The Mummy.
Well, that's a lot of makeup on.
I love the zombies in The Mummy, too. When she,
Yeah,
she gets out of the wrecked plane and she's like, rise. And they all like breakdance their way.
like Thriller?
Kind of. They're like violent with it. They're like, argh! I thought that part was pretty badass. I like Russell Crowe in it. I'm excited to see.
He was the best part of the movie.
He was pretty good. And I'm excited to see how they're going to carry this forward.
Cool.
And what's going to happen next with the Dark Universe. I'm probably the only guy in horror pod land that liked this movie. That's fine. I'll be that guy.
Okay.
So I'm looking at Monica. What do you got?
I guess I'm going to have to check this out.
I got it on Blu-ray if you want to.
I didn't really watch a lot because I was down, but I did venture back to a movie called Hell Riders.
Hmm.
Oh, God. Adam West.
Whoa.
And what's her name? Tina Louise.
Wow. How old is this one?
1950s?
No, it was, I believe, like 1984, 83.
Okay.
was so bad.
It sounds bad.
Adam West. Wow. I don't know why I tortured myself with it.
What is it about? Is it about like ghost cowboys or?
No, it's pretty much
bikers.
Let's just call her Ginger because that's what we know her for. She's driving through town and these bikers like assault her. Well, they don't rape her, but they just push her around, and she goes to
push her around.
Ghost town.
Underachieving bikers. I didn't even get the raping in, could you?
Yeah, the bikers were so bad, too. So pretty much she ends up in this ghost town where Adam West plays the doctor, who's just, like, amazing. He's a runner and can beat the shit out of the bikers and stuff. And a sheriff who doesn't want to do anything about it. Yeah, it was very bad.
Alrighty.
And then I went back to 2001 and watched Imposter.
Hmm. That sounds familiar.
Madeline Stowe, and I hope I say his name right. Gary
Sinise?
Yes.
Sinise.
Mm.
It's a sci-fi movie.
I'm not ringing any bells.
Yeah. Oh, and that other creepy guy, Vincent
Gallo?
The big guy.
Yeah, Kingpin.
Yeah, he plays a dick again in this movie.
He's a pretty good dick.
Oh.
He makes a good fuck face.
I caught up on American Horror Story.
I haven't even started this season yet. I've not heard anything good. I can't even get Angel to watch it. Angel usually watches it with me. I can't even get her to turn it on.
I am so angry at Sarah Paulson.
Yeah, why?
I fucking hate her character in this show.
Okay.
She's such a weak woman.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't even know what she's seeing is real or not anymore. Mm. It just really bothers me.
Did you get all the way caught up?
Yeah, I'm all the way caught
up. How far back am I? Four episodes?
Three episodes.
They'll do that this weekend.
And then I watched a Good Time movie, Antonio Banderas' new movie called Gun Shy.
Oh, he's got a new one.
Oh.
Yes, it looks nothing like what you think on the cover, where he's holding a shotgun.
We haven't heard anything from him in like 5 years.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he just came out.
Ever since Spy Kids went away.
Yeah.
No, he did this one and another one I watched where he's a mall security guard.
Okay. Paul Blart 3.
Yeah, right.
Well, he's really like a Navy SEALs guy. Oh, and so he's nobody wants to hire him. So he goes to work at this mall. Unfortunately, this little girl gets like kidnapped, escapes, goes to the mall, and that's where the action starts.
Sounds great.
Paul Blart 3 is what it is.
But this gun shy, I really liked it. He plays like a aging rock star.
Yeah.
And he's got a hot girlfriend. I think it's the chick from Hitman. That Russian chick that Olga played it. Yes, her.
She, I like her.
She plays
in Hey now. Hold on. Let me just confirm this. You don't bring up Olga Kurylenko. What'd you say it was? Gunshy?
Yeah, Gunshy.
Gunshy.
Olga Kurylenko?
Kurylenko, is that her?
Yeah, it is her.
Oh. Yeah.
Ben Kerr and Mark Valley.
How does she look these days?
She looked pretty good in the movie.
Oh.
She's 37 also.
She, I don't think she's going to get any hotter than she was in, oh yes, she is. Look at you.
Hitman.
Oh, look at you. She was screaming hot in Hitman. She had the little dragon tattoo under her eye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I liked her in Gunshy.
Okay.
Since I just watched it.
I might have to investigate.
Yeah, it's a Good Time movie.
Right on.
And Antonio is just hilarious playing this retarded rock star. He doesn't know how to do anything. So his like ex-manager, the secretary, she's like, just hire people. Just hire somebody for the ransom money.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's all I watched.
Buddy, anything?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
No.
Work, man.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks. Alrighty, well, that's what we're looking at. Let's get into a little immersion therapy. Did we at least get a chance to watch Little Evil?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Immersion therapy.
A Now, obviously, this is a horror comedy.
Yeah.
And it's not to be taken seriously, right?
No.
Right. You wouldn't, I'm fine with it. I got some chuckles out of it. I love the his best friend, the big lesbian chick.
Yeah. Right?
The truck. I thought she was great. But how are you going to marry somebody and just not even breach to the topic of where the kid came from or who the dad might be or...
Yeah.
That part kind of threw me off a little bit.
I think they rushed it.
Could be. And then she like nonchalantly, well, I was kind of into this cult thing and I passed out and I woke up. I
did tell you this.
No, you did not, you crazy puta. Get out of here.
I think if it was you getting married to Olga, you would forget.
I don't even know.
Any questions.
I don't know anything about this.
Her kid shows up and you're just like,
oh, this one's gross. Okay. All right. Yeah. Whatever.
That's right.
It wasn't bad. What'd you guys think of Little Evil?
I liked it a lot.
pretty funny stuff.
Here. I liked the beady eyes look he gave him every time.
Oh, the kid
looked at him.
He looked pretty spot on with the original Damien from The Omen, I thought. Mm-hmm. Especially when he got in the little AC/DC outfit.
Yeah.
Horror comedy. Not bad. I mean, it's not the funniest thing I've ever seen or the scariest, but I can't complain. I mean, it's better than Blood on the Highway, so there's that.
Come on now!
Yes, it is, Mom!
Oh, my.
You know it is!
Those are like two different category movies, too.
They're both horror comedies, except one of them is dumb as shit.
Except this one had a good budget to have good filming quality.
And good writing, and good acting, and good overall production, I'd say. As opposed to the other one, which had zero.
Yeah, for zero, it was good.
Ah, Monica.
Have you watched it, buddy?
No, I haven't seen
it.
I'll send it home with you.
Boy.
Yeah.
I've got it around here
I'm
somewhere.
I'm thrilled. Can't wait.
Vampires at work at Walmart.
Really?
Yes.
You'll like it.
All right, my man. What do you got for us this week?
All right, this week, let's check out 2015's Patchwork. It is written and directed by Tyler McIntyre, stars Tori Stolper, Tracy Fairway, Maria Blasucki, and James Phelps.
Very cool. Check that out, inmates. We will do the same, and we can compare notes next week.
Yeah.
But for right now, we have to educate Miss Monica.
Oh, yeah.
Educating Miss Monica.
Yes.
I got you.
Yeah, you
I
did.
I got you covered. Go ahead and run us down one more time.
Day or night, a desert highway has so many stories to tell. Don't hitchhike because you don't know who's going to pick you up. Don't talk to strangers because they'll lead you down the wrong path. So whatever road you came in on, turn around and follow it out, or death will follow you.
That's such a good show.
That's a great show.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Southbound?
I liked watching it again.
It's beautiful, man. What was your favorite segment, you think, out of those ones?
Oh, man, it's been a minute.
I think the guy that hits the girl, and then they're trying to walk him through the surgery over the phone, and then they just start laughing at him because he basically just killed a girl.
Yeah.
In the deserted hospital.
That was
badass. That chick that played the teenage daughter in the last one, in the home invasion one, she was fucking hot. Those weird gray demon
things. I like the Grim Reaper looking things.
Those things are gnarly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just pop out of the sky. Fuck yeah. Really, pretty much all of them, except for that weird girl band one. That one was pretty weak, I thought. They go to they eat the weird fucking...
food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They turn into, like, Stepford Wives or whatever.
I don't know. I just liked all of them,
I think. They're great, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's definitely one of the better anthologies we've seen in a while, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Right on, Monica. Who might you be this week, my dear?
After I wrote this, I realized when you say obnoxious over and over again, you start not being able to pronounce it.
Okay.
Oh, that's not a clue?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, what? I'm lost in that one.
All right.
Did you guys do some shots while I was in the bathroom? If so, I'd like one.
Okay. I'm obnoxious as fuck, and this holiday, I'm going to fuck with some college kids. Damn, bitch, shut the fuck up. Oh, yeah, I had to kill the sheriff and use his face as a disguise.
Yeah, this one's going to... I'm going to have to let this one seep in a little bit.
And that's an actual line from the movie. Damn, bitch, shut the fuck up.
I think that's in every horror movie.
Right?
Actually. Oh, well, movie. Listen to obnoxious.
Obnoxious. Okay, think about all that, right. Inmates. I'm going to have to steep on that one a little bit. Yeah, think about that. Let us know what you come up with. We'll have an answer for you next week. In the meantime, let's do some werewolf athletics before we put this one to bed.
Yeah.
The Company of Wolves.
Hey, let's go ahead and be careful with the weird pre-workout stuff and dietary supplements and shit like that. If you might just end up staying up for a couple of days because you were going to run 7 miles. So read the labels before you do that shit. Stay away from something called Kraken XX. That's bad business unless you're looking to supplement your meth habit. In which case, it might be a good alternative for you.
Read the reviews.
Yeah, read the reviews. That's a good idea. Yeah, man. I don't know about that shit. That might be good. If I was going to run a full marathon, I might hit that.
Okay.
Because I think that was what my problem was that I just didn't go far enough or fast enough to burn it all out.
What if you have a heart attack, though?
Well, as long as I keep moving, I'll be fine.
Oh. Right.
And I don't... run over any other old ladies that might be in my neighborhood on that particular day. I don't know, man. Yeah, just keep an eye on that and be weary of weird supplements and shit because they can fuck up your whole metabolism pretty much is what happened to me. I'm just now coming down. I'm still a little sped up. I don't know if you can tell by the cadence of my voice or the way I'm talking. I'm still a little sped up, but I'm looking forward to hopefully getting some sleep tonight. And if not, that's fine. I'll just go for another run or play video games or something. Other than that, I think that's about it for the week. You guys got anything else?
No.
Okay. As usual, inmates, like, comment, subscribe wherever you found this show. That always helps us out a lot. There's a Patreon link if you guys feel like donating. It's at patreon.com/paddedroompod. Please donate there. Don't go to the Podbean app. That thing is screwing us up big time. I've been trying to disable the fucking thing. It's a real pain in the ass. If you feel like donating, patreon.com/paddedroompod. You can find the link at paddedroom.podbean.com. And, anything you need to know, you'll find at paddedroom.podbean.com. In the meantime, I think we said, what did we say for next week? 1408?
Dreamcatcher.
Join us next week for Dreamcatcher, closing out Stephen King month here in the Padded Room podcast. Other than that, I think that's about it. So for Monica, Buddy, and the Padded Room podcast, afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye.
Enjoy your week.